Creating an immersive film and music experience. Welcome back to Textonation. I'm Fred Fishkin. It made its debut on World Oceans Day, and now Sounds of the Ocean is reaching audiences around the world. With us is director, recording artist, composer, and environmentalist Joshua Sam Miller. Hi, Joshua.
Hey, Fred. How's it going?
Terrific. Well, The Sounds of the Ocean is a beautiful experience with both a 10-minute format and a 60-minute show featuring live performance designed for immersive venues like planetariums. Share some of your background with us to begin with and what led you to this concept.
Sure. Yeah. And firstly, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'd say, the best place to really start with talking about this project is sharing my love for the ocean, growing up a scuba diver and avid swimmer. So I built a deep connection to underwater environments as a child. And that just stuck with me, I guess, because it inspired me to create an art project that was able to pull from those early moments of life and then fuse together other experiences that I've had since then, mostly in the musical area, to really create something that I think combines both the underwater and above water environments.
So the company is called Embodied Sounds, and this is a real collaboration. Tell us about that.
Yes. So Embodied Sounds is a emerging wellness company based in California. Now we have our office in Germany as well. And this is a project that is designed to help people build a new relationship with their sense of sound and invite practices such as deep listening or mindful listening sessions that help people really understand what sound can offer in a therapeutic and healing and supportive way that maybe they haven't experienced yet and want to give a try.
Well, here is a taste of what audiences are experiencing. So tell us about this, how people can experience this. Now, you'll be on tour shortly, I think, going from LA to Montreal and beyond. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So at the moment, we have two formats, as you mentioned earlier. We have our 10-minute short film that's currently touring the immersive media circuit, and also a 60-minute live performance, which is something that's really evolved over the years, starting out as an audio-only concert and now being matched with a visual film to really immerse people in the ocean completely. And we are beginning our fall festival tour next week. We'll be performing in Los Angeles at Dome Fest West and also in Montreal at Immersa, which are two of the world's best festivals and meetups for people in the immersive industry. And then from there, we head to the United Kingdom for a festival in Plymouth at a brand new dome that's going to be very, very lovely. And the climate conference in Egypt this year. We're going to be there supporting some of our nonprofit partners and building awareness around how the arts can really be lent towards this mission of ocean conservation and sustainability. So I'm very excited about that one. And all of those events are on our website at soundsoftheocean.com. It's hard to remember. So definitely suggest people check that out.
What about people who are at home or in the office? How can they try to get a feel for this experience? Is it with a VR headset? What's the best way?
I'm happy you asked about VR, Fred. We are working on that. We're going to be doing a video shoot later this year, most likely on the Red Sea in Egypt, and putting this experience in the full virtual reality format. But for now, we do have an album that people can download on our website and also listen to it on Spotify or iTunes, which is called Sounds of the Ocean. It was released earlier this year on World Oceans Day under my artist name, Joshua Sam Miller. And we're actually doing a special collaboration with this album right now, and all of the sales through the website are going to benefit a company called Oceanic Global, one of our nonprofit partners. And we're really curious how we can make this musical offering go to support a good cause. So yeah, we have that available and hope that people really can listen to these sounds at home and be guided not only by the recordings of whales and dolphins, but by the music that has been composed to support your mindfulness practice.
Tell us about the difficulties or the challenges in putting something like this together when you're mixing in live performance with this kind of immersive video and all of the music.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, like trying to do anything, I think always comes with its challenges. I think really working now in the multi-sensory realm, I would say it's sometimes a challenge to know really what to do next. It can be somewhat of an unknown, you know, question or how a particular part of the experience is going to come together. And my experience has taught me that sometimes it's best to just trust that things are going to work out and then let them happen, you know, and not try and plan it all too much in advance. I do like to leave a lot of space at the concerts for improvisation and really making each event very special, very unique, and based on what people are really needing in the room, you know, in that moment. But since we have now expanded the show, we do have to think about what the experience will feel like overall, you know, far in advance of doing an event. So there's a lot of pre-production work that goes into setting up a performance, and sometimes that can get a bit challenging with, you know, technical requirements and logistics, and of course letting people know that the events are happening. So we're really doing our best, I think, to balance all of that and call in additional support on the, particularly on the marketing side, to really just get the message out and have people like yourself express interest and say, hey, we want to have a conversation about this. So yeah, that's a bit of our experience so far.
And I guess it's going to be very individual, but what are you hoping audiences are going to come away thinking and feeling?
That's a great question. You know, I think it's really important for anyone attending this show or listening to the music on their own to really just allow themselves to have their own experience and accept whatever comes, you know, from that. And when I'm performing and creating these experiences, I'm really channeling this intention of connection, and I'm really having a conversation with these creatures from a different environment than we certainly live in here on land. And that conversation, I think, is very special and something that can allow people to feel very relaxed, very at peace with themselves, and very much part of that journey that we're going on. So I really hope that people can take whatever they need from the experience. And it's certainly my goal to support their ability to relax and reduce stress and just have a good experience and understand what is going on in the ocean today that maybe they can contribute towards some of the solutions that are being designed to support. You know, this is a huge part of our project. We want to help people feel better and feel like they receive something that's allowing them to deal with life, you know, in a bit easier way, because things are pretty tough these days. And we also feel like this is a chance for people to maybe start asking some questions of what can they do differently in their daily lives that will reduce their plastic consumption, for example, and create a more cleaner and sustainable planet. So this is a two-part goal that we have.
Terrific. And the website once again?
That would be soundsoftheocean.com.
Soundsoftheocean.com. Joshua Sam Miller, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you, Fred.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC SkyWave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand, without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions, too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC SkyWave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.